Hi, this is Trevor Settman, founder of the Story Project Diverse Voices and associate professor of communication here at the Community College of Baltimore County. Support for this project comes from the National Communication Association, the Community College of Baltimore County, and the Mellon Foundation, all proud sponsors of the Story Project Diverse Voices, a student-faculty mentoring program leading to a podcast production of students' stories of diversity.
I was the last of my family to be born in Jamaica. I got a mom, a dad, and two older sisters. I came to America when I was around the age of four, and then in the span of 8 years, I had to go back to Jamaica or I'll become an illegal alien. It was a tough journey, leaving everything I knew. Even though the bigger picture was to be able to come back legally, it was still hard. After those tough 2 years, I was able to come back and reunite with my family. Coming back from Jamaica made me face a lot of hardships because of having to readjust to the life of an American teen. However, I stayed true to myself and prevailed. I'm getting an education at CCBC, I got a great job working at Target, and I DoorDash from time to time for extra money. Hello guys, this is Cleveland. I'm a general studies major at CCBC, and this is my story. Being a black male in America is already tough. However, being a black male immigrant is like another two bullseyes on your back. The reason is that you already have the stereotypes people in your skin color in this country have, such as aggressive, not intellectual, or lower class people. Adding Jamaican onto it, they think I'm just a pothead who listens to Bob Marley and says, "Amon!" every time I greet somebody, among the other things that people may group me into knowing where I'm from. Then, when it comes on to society, I'm too black for the white kids because I'm proud of my skin color and I choose to love myself. But I'm too white for the black kids because of me behaving different than people that look like me because I'm from a different culture. I knew I was different. My parents could tell that I wouldn't fit in truly, but my parents always told me, stay true to myself. Don't be a follower. Be a leader. This is why, even though things got really hard for me, I always look back on the wisdom they gave me, which helped me guide me through my troubling dilemma. Moving back to Jamaica was a very dark and difficult time period for me. I was just only 12, being faced with life-changing factors that most kids don't even face at my age. I had to go to court to listen to legal jargon when I wanted to be home playing with my friends. To be at such a young age, to hear a judge that's supposed to be a symbol of peace, justice, liberty, telling me that I have to go back home away from everything and having to wait until my paperwork was finished was really scarring as a kid. Life changed after that. I couldn't enjoy being with my friends because in the back of my head, I knew it was going to end abruptly. Everything was so different when I moved back to Jamaica. I had to adjust to life down there itself. From going to having a bus picking you up for school to having to take public transportation just to get to school was a living hell for me. Just being a kid having to go out in a world I had no idea of the dangers because one unlucky day I could be robbed, kidnapped, or even harassed just because they could tell I wasn't familiar with the country. You really take electricity for granted when living in a first world country, because in Jamaica, it was shut off without warning, especially if you lived in a poorer area. It was depressing because people thought I was fed with a silver spoon because I used to live in America, or I was rich because my people had money. Little did they know I was really hurting deep down inside. It felt like the only place I was welcome was with my sister, who was going through this journey with me at the time. Moving back to the US was another hurdle, because I had to move to a whole new area and leave my childhood friends in my old neighborhood. So once again, I felt like I was being forced into another new living situation. However, my good friend Nyi saw the fear in my face and welcomed me with open arms, and became my first friend in this new chapter. He showed me so much love. He really helped me adjust to life back here by introducing me to new friends that he had, which I had none. Nor did I want to make any, because I was tired of always losing them in the long run. He was my support system till I could walk on my own. After that, I set out to make sure any foreign person I encountered, I made sure I let them know that I was there for them no matter what. College decision was a very hard time for me. In high school, I didn't know what I was doing. Nobody was there to say, hey, this is what you do to apply to college, have essays, and have them access your transcript. It really felt as if they saw me as another black kid or another statistic in the uneducated black community. Even in college, I still couldn't get FAFSA being an immigrant. My parents didn't know the certain documents or the things to know of because of them not knowing or having the experience with my older sister. So my dad was basically forced to pay out of pocket to this day. People tend to ask, why did you leave Jamaica? It's such a beautiful country. That's all they see though. They don't understand that if you're born into a certain class, you have to claw your way out of it through hard work. Then legally coming into the United States is not an easy task neither. You have to deal with laws no matter your age. I had to deal with the biases and the systematic racism in the justice system at the age of 10 through 11. The US will let you in when they see fit and will not give you any wiggle room before you'll be illegal and attempted to be deported. The mental strain couldn't be explained in words at my age because I was feeling emotions that I don't even know the words for, feeling inadequate because you think this is happening to you because you deserve it. Isn't a nice feeling to go through as a kid. I felt like a hollow shell of myself to put on a fake smile just to make it through without worrying. If you have friends, foreign friends at that, they might be going through something, whether it's news in their country or facing the immigration, don't forget to check on them because they may be going through the same hardships. Be a rock for them.
How has CCBC influenced your journey?
Life at CCBC has really helped me find my stride. The reason being is that I can see other students who look like me or look completely different than me, which helps me know that they may have dealt or know someone who dealt with the same problems as me. Just being able to see the Jamaican flag in the Student Service Center makes me feel good and joyous because I never gave up. I didn't succumb to the pressures of life, and with that pressure, I turned into a diamond. After CCBC, I want to transfer to Towson to get my degree in psychology and represent for the Black community and the immigrant community to make them feel as if someone does understand how they deeply feel inside. Going through this at a young age until I became a full adult made me realize even though it seems dark, there's always a light at the end of the tunnel. You may not be able to find your purpose right now, but trust me, it'll find you. Don't let the stereotypes people choose to believe define you. You are your own person, and you can make your own destiny that you want to achieve.